Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, darlings. This is a new Ickle mini episode that will be popping up here and there on your feed. There is so much goss that comes up every day from the reality world, and sometimes it just cannot wait until the next episode. So I'm going to be popping in here just with the mini goss sesh when necessary. And guys, it is necessary. We have a lot to discuss. So welcome to Goss Sesh. Let's get into it. Since I last left you, here's just a little bit of a rundown. Alexia, Real Housewives of Miami, filing her husband filed for divorce. She was shocked. 2, Crystal has been fired from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And that ding dong, Anna Marie, that was also fired from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, started a scathing social media attack on her and her husband, but was directing it to a fake Twitter account. It wasn't the actual Crystal account. Embarrassing. Another thing, Robin, she's been fired from Real Housewives of Potomac. Candace from Real Housewives of Potomac is pregnant. Congratulations, that little Candace. Katie and Sheena have done a Chili's advert, which I've seen multiple times and thoroughly enjoy. But all of that's been going on. But what is been going on in the last 24 hours? It's not scandal. It's not that big. But we need to talk about it. And that is Jackson Brittany, VPR, The Valley fame. Now, guys, okay. We know that Jackson Brittany have been separated. It happened just before the launch of The Valley, the show which we're now, I could speak for the majority, we're all kind of loving. We all love it. At first, we were all cynical, thinking, okay, this is definitely, you know, just to get some promo for the show. I don't know if we believe all of this. Then we see that Brittany has moved into a new house, and what I kept finding so strange is every type of promo interview they did for The Valley, or the press tour before The Valley, very openly, Brittany, the interviewer will say something like, so how are you finding filming for The Valley after VPR? And she'll just go into, Jax is awful, we're completely separated, I'll tell you the date we separated, I'll tell you the time we last had sex, he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that, he's not working on anything, we're probably going to get a divorce, I might start dating. And you're just like, what? I found it so incredibly challenging because I didn't really believe what she was saying, yet she was so eager to spill every single bit of information about a very, very painful separation from her husband of a few years. I don't know. I discuss all this on, I'm recording this on Saturday the 20th. Yesterday, Friday the 19th of April, I filmed recorded a fantastic episode covering The Valley with the amazing Brandon West from Front Page Pop, which is a huge Instagram account and blog, which I'm sure you're all very aware of. If not, go and follow Brandon at Front Page Pop. So we are discussing The Valley. We get onto Brittany and Jax, and this is all before the news broke last night. And I'm saying to Brandon, it doesn't make sense that they are not having sex and that Jax hasn't cheated, that there isn't cheating in there. And we say that because we know Jax. We've watched Jax for years on television. And he's on The Valley saying, I never have sex with my wife anymore. That's it. And then Brandon and I were discussing all of this. We get into the conclusion that, you know, I kept saying, but it doesn't make sense. If he cheated, someone would have come out. He would have picked somebody inappropriate to have an affair with, aka, well, it's never an appropriate person, but I mean, it would have been somebody that would have run to the tabloids. TMZ would have picked it up, Radar 9, Page 6, all the good standing media outlets. She would have sold a story by now. So then Brandon and I are discussing, it's got to be, if he has cheated, it would have probably been like a Kristen situation. It would have been with someone that he really trusted. So someone that maybe was also in a relationship, so they had to each protect their secret, or it was someone that was in his inner circle and it would have been really bad, so they had to hide it anyway. So we discussed this kind of at length, and then I released the episode, and then last night I am finishing up some editing. My Instagram's going crazy, and I'm on Instagram, Tender Love and Care Podcast. If you haven't already followed us, go and follow us there. And I start seeing that Jax and Brittany have unfollowed each other on Instagram. Yes, I know it sounds juvenile, but in this world, everything is juvenile and it matters. They've unfollowed each other. And Brittany has also unfollowed Laurie. Laurie is her PR representation, as is she represents Brittany and she represents Jax. And she's popped up on the radar before because there was a very odd photo that started circulating maybe, it was before they announced their separation, I believe, of Jax and this woman, Laurie, kind of, they're taking a selfie together, but it's so, it looks very intimate. You can just tell from a photo their body language, it's close up on the two faces, his wedding ring is very visible. He's got his hand up to his mouth and she's kind of right next to him. And it just gave the air of these two are very physically comfortable around each other. Could be nothing, whatever, but that's where rumors started.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And with Brittany unfollowing Laurie yesterday, then Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz are in Canada doing probably promo or press, I don't know, something. And Jax is there, as is Laurie. So guys, methinks something is going down. And from what Brandon and I discussed about theoretically, if Jax was cheating, he would cheat with someone that would be able to keep a secret. Laurie would be perfect for it. It's insane. I know it's not scandalous, but it also announced yesterday that the Valley is going to get a reunion, which is going to be brilliant, I think. So I had to pop on here and just discuss, what do you think? Do you think there's a lot of ways to look at this, right? Because as I say, Brittany's been on all of this press tour, they're not divorced. Divorce papers have not been filed with either party. They have stated they are 100% separated at the moment. But Britney has been extremely vocal, saying, she was on the cover of People talking about her separation. She's been on the shows being interviewed about the Valley. And she said very openly, Jackson and I aren't together. And somebody was like, oh, would you even consider dating? They're just separated. They have a child. They've been married for years. And she was all kind of playing coy of like, oh, I don't know. And so I'm wondering if there isn't actually going to be that much heat on Jax, because let's say Jax is with Lori. They are in Canada. They are together. They're having sex. That's it. Well, Britney's been doing the tour saying she's probably never going to get back with Jax. And she's saying, giggling when someone's talking about her dating. So, by the way, I cannot believe I'm coming to the defense of Jax when it comes to women. I'm not. I'm just throwing this out there because I'd love to know what your thoughts are. Is that possible? Obviously, if he has been having sex with Lori while they've been married and having a full-on affair, that is something completely unforgivable and atrocious. But if they were separated, perhaps Britney has been very confident getting these magazine covers and talking about all of this separation stuff and feeling probably very empowered by that, being able to have a voice for once that isn't behind Jax, then he has just suddenly started to hook up with this Lori, and she would obviously find that a betrayal because Lori is a close friend of hers, plus she works for her. Then maybe that's the biggest betrayal in it. I don't know. I'd love to know your thoughts on it. Either way, it's a very Jax move. He's been very silent. We're going to keep watching the Instagram stories, obviously, but they're probably going to be, these internet sleuths have picked up on so much that he's probably going to be very guarded with it all. But I would love to know your thoughts on it. I'm kind of on the side of knowing Jack's track history, okay? Is it possible in the realm of things that it would be normal behavior for Jax Taylor to have cheated on his wife with this woman? Yes, it would have been. That doesn't mean he has, but I need more information and I want it to start coming out. I would love an Instagram live from Britney after she's had a few tequilas tonight. That would be a dream. Anyway, I'm going to love you and leave you. I wanted to pop in on that and just talk about that because that was the most relevant thing. But Robin, Sleepy Robin getting fired from Potomac. Meh, whatever. It was long overdue. Candace leaving and is now pregnant. Congratulations. Katie and Sheena doing a Chili's advert is bizarre, but I loved Katie's delivery. I love Katie's line delivery of, he's not even famous. I like that. I really like the work she did there. Alexia's divorce is bizarre. I think that my prediction is, I know I don't talk a lot about Miami, I have watched it, but that husband of hers, I think there is going to be massive money stuff coming out about that husband very, very soon. That's my prediction. All right, guys, if you have not already, go and listen to yesterday's episode with me and Brandon from Front Page Pop, where we discuss the Valley in depth. And catch up on last week's shows. I have a lot more coming to you. I'm going to be recording over the weekend, beginning of next week. We've got 90 Day Fiance, Happily Ever After coverage coming out on Tuesday. And we have Wednesday's Wheel of Shame, which is naked buying, something like that, about people buying houses for a nudist commune. I'm so excited about that. We have our Patreon episode that's coming out about the documentary on Peacock. It's called The Garden, Cult or Commune. So there's tons of stuff coming out. I love you all. Have a fantastic rest of your day, your weekend, whenever or wherever you're listening to this. I just hope you are full of love and happiness and wonderful things happen for you today. All right, guys, I'm going to pop off and I'm going to be watching this Jax situation closely. Love you all. Bye-bye.